Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. We're going to put a great spotlight on the Southwest for this next half hour. And I certainly want to mention that this show is made possible due to the generous support of Habitat for Humanity Tucson. We have a great partnership. We appreciate their support. And maybe as importantly, if not more importantly, we appreciate everything they do for our community and our planet because of their commitment to giving people a hand up and not a handout. There's so much more I could say about Habitat for Humanity, but this show is about the Habastore. And it's a perfect segue to get the introduction of our topic of this next hour, guilt-free shopping with a cause. And I love the team member of ours that reads my descriptions and comes up with such a fitting topic for this. I am very excited to welcome our in-studio guest for this show, Natalie Proudfoot. Natalie is Habitat for Humanity's, and I promise I'm going to say this right, procurement manager. So just if I don't rush, it's so great to have you here, especially since I could officially be recorded as one of Habastore's biggest fans. We're a Habastore family.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Green. It's wonderful to be here today, and I appreciate you inviting me.
And I wish people could see this. We're both here smiling. We're going to have a good time, and we're going to inform new listeners and remind our regular listeners about just the important mission of this unbelievable operation down there. So let's start in the very beginning. So I think I'm going to get that little song. Let's start at the very beginning. because it's a great place to start. Where and what is the Habastore?
Oh, well, great. Thanks for asking. The Habastore is located at 935 West Grant, and it's near Interstate 10.
Right, it's right. It's so easy to get to from any place in Tucson.
Absolutely. Grant and I-10. It's the big beige building with our wonderful new logo on it.
Yay.
Yeah. And so the Habastore, if you haven't been, we sell new or gently used construction materials, appliances, furniture, art decor, architectural elements, et cetera, et cetera.
Really fun stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can find nails and you can find tiles and you can find, you might even find that one can of missing paint that you needed. And you go and you say, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Sometimes you find really great antiques.
Yes.
I mean, it's a little bit of a, you know, a treasure hunt.
It is.
What I would say. It's really fun. So there's another piece to that. So we're at Grant and I-10. Gently used construction materials. I mean, it's really your cabinets. If you're deconstructing anything in your house or remodeling, think Habastore. I know a lot of the major businesses in town, if they remodel, they call you. Lighting is a big one.
Lighting, yes.
We've gotten ceiling fans in there. So let's talk about the flip side of that, because it's whole integrated approach with Habitat. What does it do to help the planet in terms of what you're keeping out? There's the guilt-free shopping aspect. Somebody else already bought it. So you're already in there and you're saying, I can buy anything I want because I am supporting a cause. So what does it do in terms of impact on the environment for landfills?
Sure. Well, the Habastore here locally is keeping 250 tons out of the local landfills each year.
I mean, that's just try to visualize what that looks like.
I know. If it helps you to know, that's 500,000 pounds each year. So we're making a huge contribution toward keeping Tucson green.
I mean, and it's that ripple effect. Things rot in the landfill. We're filling them up. There's, you know, it turns into methane. I mean, it's a whole bad story.
And what we're finding is that so much of what ends up in our store is still highly usable. So it doesn't belong in the landfill.
I think it's a really good point that you bring that up. It's not a junk store.
No.
When you go in there, you can find nearly new, gently used, all those really good words that people, I think, today are proud of. There's a whole shift in consciousness. I'm saying I didn't spend the most. I didn't go to the most expensive store. I got it at Habastore.
That's right.
Like there's pride. Yard furniture, that's another thing that I want to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, and you have to check. You have to be a regular. And I know you
that's
have your
right.
regulars.
Yes, we have two trucks that do do pickups each day. So we have new inventory constantly.
All the time. And
yeah.
then you have stores that donate and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. it's a constant supply. Don't go, I couldn't have a show with Habitat. Humanities have a store without mentioning toilets, because there are lots of toilets and they're new and people or used and people take them out of their
That's
homes
right.
and like they're going to get the new modern version. But, you know, I've had a story told on this about Habit Store where someone really could only afford $5 for their new toilet
mm-hmm.
and you can go there and work things out.
That's right.
So as procurement manager, what do you get to do? Do you get to say yes or no or price or what's your job? And she's glowing. I wish we were on TV. It's got to be a fun job.
Well, my job is all about the yes. So I have that fortunate responsibility. I work with local corporations, businesses, other partners, other nonprofits to help them keep their inventory out of the way, out of
the landfills,
out of the landfill. To save them some money so that they don't have to pay for inventory they don't need or don't want or cannot use. So yes, that's my job.
So there's outreach on your part.
That's right.
And then the bring it on down,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
I think this is a good place to say, what don't you take? Because, mm-hmm. you know, people can drop things off at the store. I know you can arrange for pickup if you have
a substantial free pickup. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want somebody to be donating a chair necessarily.
Yes.
I mean, I think with two delivery trucks or pickup trucks, you want people to be judicious in their use of that.
Yes.
And follow that process. But what don't you take and how do people find that out?
That's a good question. And there are some items that we're not able to accept. For one thing, our Habit Store is selling reusable items. So if we accept furniture, we want it to not be torn or,
right.
you know,
right.
stained or super smelly from pets.
I am so glad you brought that up. It's like, ew, yes, that's good. It never smells in
yeah.
there.
So unfortunately, there are some items, like I mentioned, we cannot accept clothing. We do not sell clothing or linens or essentially soft goods. We
right.
sell mostly hard goods. But if you want to know exactly what we are able to accept as well as what we're not, you can go to our website, www.habitattucson.org, and we have a full list on our Habit Store tab.
That's so easy.
I mean,
it's so easy. And I would think if I put a car full of stuff down there and came down and mm-hmm. said, oh, you don't take this, you don't take this. So listeners, do your homework
yes.
before you go. And I think that there are some things that you very legitimately don't take. And it's mm-hmm. I so get it. One is dishwashers. Is that correct?
That's correct. There are some new lead laws that we have to be responsible stewards of. So we're unfortunately not able to accept dishwashers at this time.
And what about refrigerators?
We do accept refrigerators.
That's
yes.
great.
As long as they're in working order.
That's great. That's great. And
yes.
I know you're a partner with TEP. I don't want to cross-pollinate here, but we support all our partners. I mean, they do
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And it's anything to keep it out of the landfill
Absolutely.
Is what I say.
Absolutely.
And what about, I think I know the answer, but you're the expert. What about electronic equipment like computers and printers and all of that? Is that something that you can find at Habit Store?
Unfortunately, we are not accepting electronics.
See, I think that's great
yeah.
because there are people that do that.
Yes.
And that's their specialty.
Exactly.
And I don't want to go there for that.
Yes.
It's an excellent adventure. Yeah. Scavenger hunt somewhat.
And we do have partnerships with a couple of local thrift shops that we accept items on their behalf and get those items to them. So if you bring something to us that we're not able to take, we can still make sure it gets to the right spot.
Great about partnerships. So I think there are many roles for people when it comes to the Habit Store. First of all, think donation.
Mm-hmm.
So you want people to donate.
Absolutely.
And you want people to shop there.
Yes.
That's always what I think my most fun part is saying, well, did mm-hmm. you go to Habit Store? And people will say, what's the Habit Store?
Yeah.
So, because you can't get to every person in Tucson. So what about volunteers and your use of volunteers? Can someone say, well, this sounds great, and I'd like to do more than shop there for hidden treasures?
Absolutely. We love our volunteers at the Habba Store, and we offer a really fun, exciting experience for them. I would recommend, if you're interested in volunteering, just reach out to our volunteer coordinator. Her name is Cynthia Franklin, and you can reach her at 326-1217.
That's and say that again.
Habitat office, 326-1217.
520 area code.
That's correct. Or you can also go ahead and register through our website. There is a volunteer button. And again, our website is www.habitattucson.org.
And you really can't say that too much because people can be driving or they're listening to the podcast and they don't want to stop. Mm-hmm. So it's really good to get that. We'll do it a lot on our social media. So the volunteers, when people come in, specifically for the store, mm-hmm. is there a training program or do you partner up with somebody that's already a volunteer? What's the, because some people say, well, I don't know if I know what to do.
Yes. And we do offer an orientation.
Great.
It's about a 30-minute orientation. And I think it really helps people feel comfortable in the environment. But, you know, the Habba Store is unique because we are representing Habitat for Humanity. So we're looking for volunteers and staff members who are eager to be there, excited about Habitat.
And you never go in there without seeing them. And they have the aprons on. And it's like, it's a whole integrated approach.
That's
and I
right.
said, so in my write-up for this, I really wanted to emphasize and have you talk about where does the money go? Because we said, oh, it's part of Habitat for Humanity, but where does the money go and how is it used?
Yeah, so the Habba Store directly funds Habitat for Humanity Tucson's housing program. So as I'm sure your listeners know about Habitat, we build homes in partnership with low-income families and individuals here in the community. So when you purchase a sofa at the Habba Store, you're helping build a home and you're helping build hope for families in our community.
And you know what? It's so true and it's so not cliche. You know, I'm a partner with Chapman Automotive Group. And we do a home build every year.
Oh, fantastic.
And you talk about fun.
Yeah.
And you get there and it's a finely tuned machine. Mm-hmm. Everybody is equipped with their hard hats. Mm-hmm. You've got JJ, the put your hard hat on, you know, don't you think you're getting on this construction site? And everything's there. And I separate them in my mind sometimes, but I don't stop to think that a lot of the materials are bought and supplied by for the construction of those homes.
Exactly.
And they're great homes.
They're really wonderful. And another opportunity for volunteerism is on our construction site, which you can access on the website as well.
And you have so much support in the community for that. I mean, many companies do it as team building or they, you know, like TEP gives their volunteers volunteer hours to do it. It's really unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
And you build energy efficient homes.
We do.
I do love
that.
Ring the bell. But that's the whole integrated thread that you have in terms of being a sustainable community.
That's right.
And I of course give high kudos to that. So in the notes, I notice that this is really important. So talk about Olive Garden.
Oh, Olive Garden. We have...
She lit up. I want to be a TV show.
Nationwide Darden Corporation, which owns Olive Garden and some other restaurants, committed to partnering with Habitat for Humanity. So locally, we have 4 Olive Garden restaurants, and we partnered with each of them. So they donated their dishware in a transition of branding materials. They decided to buy new dishware. They donated it to us. It was over 400 cases of dishware, which I have to say, there's not much left at the store.
And isn't that awesome? And
yeah.
The word spreads, and it's just, I don't know, that's a really good example.
Yeah, so that could easily have ended up in the landfill. So we're very grateful to Darden and Olive Garden.
And it's reflective of a higher consciousness, I think, for the planet, I hope, that you just can't throw it away because we're running out of a way.
That's right.
There's no more a way. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the events.
Yes.
I know you do events because even with the great volume of donations and the volunteers, You have to keep the machine running. You have to keep the lights mm-hmm. on, even though solar powered. Did we mention that the habitat gets their energy from off the grid, from the solar panels on the roof? So what do you do in terms of events? You have one very fun one.
Yes, we have one coming up to celebrate the Habastore's 10-year anniversary winter. We're going to be having a host of events, but the one I would love to speak about is our door auction. And we've done this in the past. We've invited artists to pick up old doors at the Habastore. We have many for them to choose from. And then they take those doors and they use them as a canvas to express their artistic vision. They donate these creations back to Habitat for Humanity, and we auction them off.
In the store?
We do, yes. Yeah. So we're going to do that later this winter. I don't have an exact date yet.
But you can get back in touch with the Mrs. Yes. Green's World team, and we'll help you with the social media part of
Fantastic.
It. Fantastic. You know, you are relatively new to Tucson, not yeah. relatively new to Habitat for Humanity. Have you found in your short time here, Tucson is such a giving community?
Oh, my There's goodness.
There's another example.
Yes.
The artists, everywhere you go, and they are hit up a lot for different things, but
yeah.
you always can find generous hearts to say yes.
Yes, yes. I have definitely found that. I'm a Midwest girl, and since I've come here, I continually say to my family back home, I'm so impressed with the level of giving, with how folks seem to be integrated into the green movement, and just how friendly and welcoming everyone has been.
That makes me proud, because I agree. I mean, I travel a lot for Mrs. Green's World, and Tucson is really at the cutting edge
yeah.
in many, many, many ways. I mean,
and it's beautiful.
And it's beautiful. Well, it's been a little bit hot this summer. I have to use the airwaves to whine for a minute. I would be very happy with any temperature below 85.
I think it's coming.
I think it's coming. I think it's coming this weekend, actually. So, okay, so that's, and all the money, again, it supports the Habitat
that's
Humanity
right.
cause.
Yes, exactly. It goes right back into our unrestricted funds. And we're able to, this year we're looking at 21 homes for families in our community.
I know, that's so important.
And the Habastore is a significant part of our being able to build those homes.
Now, what about, do you want to talk at all about cars? I mean, I know a lot of agencies are asking for cars, but
yeah.
I want you to talk to me about Habitat for Humanity and how important it is.
Yes.
Don't junk your vehicle.
That's right. There's a lot of good metal that we can recycle on your old cars. They don't even have to be running. In fact, if you call us, if you've got an old car that's just sitting out in the driveway creating rust, give us a call. We'll come pick it up.
Get it out of your yard.
Yeah, get it out of your yard.
Your neighbors will thank you.
That's right. We can actually do something amazing with your car. We can build homes. So, absolutely.
And it's a tax-deductible donation.
Exactly.
So it's the good, 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 win, win, win.
Yes.
So I have to get personal here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so do you have a favorite thing that ever got donated? Does one stick out and you say, oh my gosh, Gina, Mrs. Green, I want to tell you about this?
Well, I have to say that since I have been working at the Habastore in the past few months, I have a wonderful new kitchen table and
awesome. Yes.
and a beautiful red sofa that I picked up just a couple of weeks ago.
That had no pet smells. We have to use our
no
sense of humor.
It had no pet smells. It was in very good shape. And like
How
you said earlier,
I
was so proud to have purchased an item that was kept out of a landfill.
And then people come over
mm-hmm.
and they say, oh my gosh, I love your couch. And you say, guess where I got it? And their jaw drops.
That's right.
And I have many instances of that where I say, yeah, Habastore.
Yeah.
So it's very, well, that's really good. So
yeah.
your kitchen table
yes.
and your couch.
So I'm slowly furnishing my home. Yes.
It was not rehearsed. I love that. And then there is someone at your store.
Yeah. We have a very special volunteer.
Very special.
Bill Scott has been volunteering with Habitat for over 30 years, and he does some pretty amazing things with the items that come through the store. He upcycles. Right now, he's working on an entertainment center. You know, the big, bulky wooden Yes. entertainment centers that have gone by the wayside. Well, he turns them into play kitchens for kids, and they are just works of art.
They are, and he really wants to show you.
Yes.
If you go down there and you ask for him and he's got a piece, it's contagious or
yes.
infectious. You get so excited because of his enthusiasm.
Yes, he's very enthusiastic, and he does a very nice job with it. So that's another way that we're upcycling items is that this beautiful little play kitchen is going to end up in a little boy or little girl's home, and they're going to be delighted to have it.
It's really cool. And I mean, the play kitchens, as a mom and a grandmom, I mean, it's just something to watch that's fascinating, that's timeless, of
yes.
how little boys and girls love to go in the kitchen
oh, yes.
and play house and
yeah.
make things and all that. So that's good. And we should have him on the show someday because I'm sure he could tell a lot of stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
he's
that's
great.
Upcycling, recycling, repurposing, reusing.
Yes.
And I don't think I've ever asked this, and I don't ever want to put anybody on the spot, but is there a point at which you say, you know, we really have to move inventory out, or do you really wait for the person that's looking for that particular hidden treasure?
Yeah, we do. We have regular sales at the Habba store. Saturdays are a big day for
People
us.
People love sales, and it's packed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's packed.
Mm-hmm. But yes, if we got a large donation, 60 sofas donated, we would probably have to move those out pretty quickly to make
right,
room.
Right.
So you can always, if you follow us on Facebook, follow Habba Store on Facebook, you can keep up with these types of sales and these types of items that are coming in. We post regularly.
I call that intentional social media.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like you just don't have to be a lurker. If you want to know something, see what's going on and
yeah.
those finds. And I know, I've done live remotes from the Habba store, that there are regulars.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in and they're using it maybe to help put, you know, if they're in remodeling or whatever,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but they're looking for those treasures that you can find every Saturday. So you don't have to get worried about stale inventory.
That's right.
I mean, it's really fresh and there's a lot.
It's constantly coming in the back door and leaving the front door. It's just constant.
And let's go back a little bit for the whole integrated approach. And what does mm-hmm. that mean to me? I know what it means to me. It means that it's not just that you recycle things and keep them out of the landfill and then burn up a lot of electricity and don't mm-hmm. care about water bottles and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really green approach at your headquarters
mm-hmm.
and at the Habba store. So can you talk about that philosophy a little bit?
Sure. So Habitat for Humanity Tucson, if you haven't been to our office,
it's like a tour.
Yeah, it's a
local
gorgeous
art, local repurposed mm-hmm. things. I mean, it's really gorgeous.
Yeah, so we adopted the green model in our office and at the Habba store. So not only are we in the business of being green, but we've adopted that as our way of doing business. In fact, we won the Bright EE Award from TEP.
I was there when you got it.
Yeah.
It is. And they have a vetting process for standards
mm-hmm.
and what are you doing to be energy efficient.
Mm-hmm.
The room was packed.
Mm-hmm.
T was very proud. I mean, it is an honor. It's
yeah.
really truly an honor. There, I said that. Okay, so that's to me the
mm-hmm.
you can't just be in the one without going into the other.
That's
if you
true.
Ask me,
in
this whole, like I call it integration of thought, because
mm-hmm.
if I'm drinking out of a plastic water bottle
right.
and I'm trying to keep that from going at the landfill, I think there's a really mixed message.
Yeah,
and I don't get that. The one challenge, though, that we is real, and it's you know, for another day, is that when there are bills or events, it's really hard to get away from water bottles if everybody doesn't bring theirs.
It is.
It's really, really a challenge.
Yeah.
And it's like, to me, if you're doing that occasional use,
mm-hmm.
it's great, but we don't want to talk about anything negative. It's one it's one of those things because, you know, you feed us when we come.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, you don't ever have to worry with Brooke on the scene. She's making sure I get my bagel.
Well, we just hosted a mixer at the Habba store, and I used, instead of using plastic water bottles, I actually used cups from the store that were for sale and washed them.
Oh, great.
So I reused those items for the event, and
Natalie
it turned out well.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
No, that really matters. If you're doing something at the store, that's really wonderful.
Yeah.
And believe me, people notice. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband and I were talking about that the other day. People really notice. Mm-hmm. They might not comment, they might not write in, but they notice. Mm-hmm. I think with the whole, you know, the elevation of the conversation. So that's great. What about, there are certain responsibilities, and you're not new to Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. about a community of green. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to share with us about, that philosophy, and what you feel is your responsibility for future generations?
Well, I think I've noticed it, especially since we've moved here and just being in a desert climate and noticing the impact we can have on the environment. You know, I think everyone has the right and the ability to take part in the green movement. I'm not even sure it's a movement anymore. I think it's each of our responsibility. We can build a better world together.
I want to say hashtag that. It's our responsibility.
Yeah.
You're so right. It's not a movement. It's everybody's personal responsibility.
Absolutely.
And you've got that as a core value.
And, you know, I have two daughters myself, so I know that they are going to follow in my footsteps. I try to be a good model of what that looks like.
Future generations.
Yeah.
And Tucson is a model for a lot of good things, and you have provided a really good alternative way of disposing waste. So I want to talk a little bit about, and this is your, as procurement manager, going to be a big part of what you're doing, mm-hmm. but how, like, you have a mixed clientele. Mm-hmm. I see college students in there. I see retirees.
Yes.
I see families. So where's the focus of attention for you as the Habistor to get people to hear about it? Like, I want everybody in the Wildcat, mm-hmm. when the kids are leaving, take your stuff.
Yeah. No, that's a fantastic question. Yeah. I think they brought my position on a few months ago. It's a new position for the Habistor to address some of that. We also have a fantastic team at the Habitat for Humanity affiliate office. So we've got a marketing staff. So we're all working together to try and figure out how to get the message out about what can come into the store as well as who can come in and buy it. So we're trying to get the community more invested in the Habistor.
And I think once you do that, I mean, I know a lot of regulars, once you do that, they become ambassadors.
Yes.
Does that sound ridiculous?
No. In fact, that's one of the position descriptions for our store is our donation ambassadors. Those are they happen to all be men at this time, but the men who come to your door and pick up your items for free, those are our donation ambassadors.
That's awesome. I mean, really awesome. What about the... when you do a mixer, I think, mm-hmm. like, I've brought my Rotary there, my mm-hmm. Rotary Club at 7 in the morning.
Oh, great.
And they had no idea, many mm-hmm. of them. And mm-hmm. it's not, you know, they're good, giving, caring people. Mm-hmm. And they are mostly, anyone who came is on board mm-hmm. and thinks not just for donating, but for shopping.
Yes.
It's two parts. What, like, when you have a mixer, mm-hmm. I was going to kid with you and say, well, how come I didn't get invited? But it's okay. You don't need to invite me. I know what's going on there. So when you have mixers, which is to me is an ingenious idea, get people in the mm-hmm. door the first time.
Yes. So we have an outreach department also at Habitat. And so we are trying to get out and speak to the community, Rotary,
You'll
Optimists.
You'll have to come to my club again because
Absolutely.
We get new members all the time and it's been a while.
Yeah. And so we try and speak about what Habitat does, what the Habistor is able to do in support of Habitat.
So it's really, I mean, bringing people in the front door and mm-hmm. ideas. And that's one of the things I love mm-hmm. is being a part of that and saying, let's get people down there and come whenever I'm invited, if my schedule allows, because it reignites my enthusiasm.
Well, thrilled for your support.
Man, I look around, I'm like, I have to have that. And, you know, Mr. Green is saying, we don't need any more stuff. We should be bringing more stuff there. So we have about 1 minute. Everybody, this has been a very delightful conversation and half hour flying when you're having fun. It was my pleasure to share this half hour with Natalie Proudfoot. What a great name. It's like Gina Murphy, darling. You must, it's got to make you smile. It's
it
a great name. She is the procurement manager for Habitat for Humanity's Habistor. It's been great to have you here. Next week, we are in Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge. You can go to our website. You can see who has applied. You can vote for your favorite green business. And next week, we've got a great show, October 24th. It's actually this Saturday. And it's Stephen Ritz, and I can't describe him. He's indescribable. He's the Green Bronx Machine. He's going to be on our national show, and he is literally changing the South Bronx, one of the toughest areas in our country, by helping kids connect with nature through growing their own food. It's amazing. And he just got Teacher of the Year for the United States. So he's ripping it up. He's a good friend of ours, and he's called the Green Bronx Machine. And then our next Down to Earth is the 27th. We'll welcome Hillary and Andrew Drewbees. They have their own beehive, and they are making a chapstick out of organic, and their Drewbees. Okay, everybody, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I had a wonderful time, Mrs. Green.
Make it a great green week, everybody. Arizona's Greenest Workplace Challenge. Check it out.